Hey guys, welcome back, welcome back. I'm walking the streets of Taipei and just shooting and riffing about the interview with Barry Weiss and Joe Rogan. You should check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. So I just talk about what I think about at the breakdown. There's a lot of negative press in the comments of that interview in the YouTube channel. And I just kind of go into a little bit about what I think about it, you know, why that might be. So take a listen. As always, you can go to my website, tstutch.com. You can like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Taylor Space Stutch. And send me an email, tayradio1@gmail.com. Thank you and enjoy. All right, coming at you live. No, I'm just kidding. This isn't live, obviously. Pre-recorded, should let you know. You can't interact here. So, let's talk about the interview between Joe Rogan and Barry Weiss. So, Barry Weiss is an opinion columnist at the New York Times, I believe. And she has come on twice. And, let's just say that one of the most interesting things about her her most recent appearance was how many downvotes the interview got. So if you go and check out the interview between her and Rogan, the interview got like 27,000 dislikes and only like 7,000 or 8,000 likes. So right off the bat, it was clear something was going on. I was seeing chatter about it online, on Twitter, so I figured some people were upset about it. So my opinion of it, right off the bat, was I actually didn't think, and I still continue to think, I don't understand why there was so much hate towards Barry Weiss. I didn't agree with a lot of what she said, but in no way did I feel inflamed or super angry. What I saw a lot of people, okay, so my opinion of it was I disagreed with her position on some major situations, some major things, but beyond that, I didn't see it as a huge deal. Like, I didn't understand why people were getting so upset about it. And if you go check out the comments, you'll see there's a lot of heated shit that people were saying. And so, I don't know, it's just interesting. Now, so they started off and they talked a little bit about the politics. People in the comments were talking about how Barry Weiss had initially called out Tulsi Gabbard as being a toady of the Russians. And basically, you know, people were calling her out rightly for being a typical journalist. So somebody in today's fashion, a journalists are most well known for not knowing very much. And for having positions in these papers where they can pretty much say whatever they want, and it's backed by an institution, and then it goes out as though it is legitimate, you know, fact or opinion about something, when really it's just some rando, like myself, who's just kind of saying whatever the fuck they want. So, she has a history of saying some incorrect things, said so on the Joe Rogan podcast previously, and this time, you know, they started off talking about some of the political candidates, and I didn't necessarily disagree with her on some of that talk. So definitely she, people pointed out rightly in the comments that there's only so much that she can say, that she was like trying to not say anything to, that might jeopardize her position maybe at the New York Times. But she, you know, just stated some stuff like she likes Andrew Yang. She doesn't agree with his policies or, you know, where he stands, but she likes him. And, you know, it's kind of similar with Bernie, like he's an authentic kind of guy, but she doesn't necessarily agree with his stances. You know, these were, in my opinion, these were things I could get on board with, right? I like Andrew Yang. I think he's a cool dude. I don't necessarily agree with his, what is it, his UBI proposal. But I also don't necessarily entirely disagree. If someone was to put it in the correct context, like, say, getting rid of if somebody wanted to get rid of existing welfare programs, you know, if somebody wanted to get rid of existing programs, replace them with a UBI, something like that, I think I could get on board. I also think a lot of other people could get on board. But I definitely think people have a problem getting on board with the just adding on to additional programs, $1,000 a month. And, you know, I don't know. I haven't looked too deeply into him, but her stances on his position I thought were reasonable, right? I don't know that much about him is pretty much what she said. He seems like a nice dude. Didn't know if she'd vote for him. Now, as the interview continued, they went into Elizabeth Warren. And I think Rogan, so I'm going to do a side note here. I think Rogan's knowledge, his understanding of things has really grown over the years. You can see it in his podcast. Like, it depends on his guest. Sometimes with certain guests, he acts like maybe he doesn't know as much as he really knows. I actually, you know, I can't remember. One of his guests actually called him out on that and was like, look, dude, you actually know a lot more shit. You just kind of pretend or act like you don't. But anyway, so he did a really good job of bashing Warren for identifying as Native American. He did a really good job of it. And, you know, he pretty much, he demonstrated in this interview that he knew much more than Barry about a lot of the political aspects, like especially with regard to Warren. Thought that was all fair, well and good. Where I think things got off the rails for Barry, and what I mean is by where I think she's getting most of the hate from, is her stance on anti-Semitism. So she wrote a book on anti-Semitism, and here's what I think. Oh, because of that, I believe that she, I don't know, maybe she's kind of got a vested interest in anti-Semitism, or maybe she truly believes it is everywhere. But essentially, she's writing a book about how to combat anti-Semitism, and she's trying to sell it. And so she started focusing heavily on anti-Semitism in America and the world. And in so doing, I think she correctly pointed out some of the left-wing social justice warriors are anti-Semitic. You know, because some of them basically, like, if you look at the Bernie types, like Bernie Sanders is very much like, oh, down with the billionaires, down with the rich people. So what happens is a lot of the progressives, for one, a lot of Jews look white. So that's one thing, is they get in trouble for looking white. The other thing is a lot of Jews are wealthy. And when you look at, you know, the progressives, they don't like wealthy white people. So if Jews can pass themselves off as white and they're wealthy, that's a huge problem for left-wingers. Even if Jews have been attacked in the past and have been discriminated against, it doesn't matter. So, and that's a whole nother issue. But so anyway, she correctly identified that progressives and people on the and on the radical right both don't like Jews. Now, she, a couple times, people went after her, rightly so, because she talked about how so one thing I thought was ridiculous was she said some shit like, you know, race is a social construct, and I have to agree with the commenters on YouTube. She says race is a social construct, but then she constantly defines herself as a Jew, and that the Jews are this people, and, you know, they're a race, and they're this, and they're that. And so she constantly maligns people for wanting to be tribal on certain grounds, like Western civilization, Christianity, this, that, and the other. However, her own identity, which she defends, which is fine, is rooted in her own tribalism. So a lot of people were upset with that. Basically, she was very much like, well, you know, and she also had a, you know, more critique of a kind of a Christian, what we consider more of a Christian traditional bent. Those are the people that she critiqued the most, or that's how it appeared to be. And I think a lot of people were definitely not happy with that. So, you know, and I know I'm just kind of rambling about that at the moment, but when she talked about her, I don't know, she was just very caught up and anti-Semitism. And I thought so, it was a little bit overblown. Definitely there are anti-Semitic attacks, you know, and that have been going on in New York and things like that. But then she blasted people on like the, what would be considered the radical right of the spectrum who talk about conspiracy theories. Then at the same time, she was talking about how anti-Semitism is built into the fabric of Western civilization. So this kind of coincides with the notion that the social justice warriors used to talk about racism, right? They say racism is an inherent part, fabric of like American culture, of Western culture. It can never be abolished. Like this is a big shtick of the social justice warriors. And she was using that exact same language to position Jews in the same light. And I think a lot of people were getting upset about that, and I actually agree with that. So somebody also pointed out rightly in the comments that what she's trying to do, and she, you know, she actually talked about it herself, is trying to figure out where are the Jews in this hierarchy, right? So if you want to put, you know, if you want to make an oppression hierarchy, which is what the radical left wants to do, then they want to know, like, okay, who is oppressed the most? Who is oppressed the least? So what I think she's trying to do, one, is say that she's part of an oppressed group. So she constantly harped on anti-Semitism. Like, for her, everything's about anti-Semitism. Everything, like how some people, everything's about racism. For her, everything is about anti-Semitism. And so that was a bit annoying. The other thing that I really did, okay, so that was, you know, one thing, but then the other thing is she's trying to position herself in the victimhood hierarchy. Now, I feel as though one reason she might want to do that is because she senses that things could get more dicey in the future, right? So as, you know, there's a lot of people like to say that culture is on a pendulum, and that kind of shit pisses me off. Because there is no pendulum, right? Like, we are constantly moving, you know, people in history are constantly moving into uncharted territory, right? Yes, there's rhymes and there's rhythms to things that we do and behaviors that we have. But I guarantee you, during the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in the 20s, or during the revolution with Mao in the late 40s and 50s, I guarantee you that people were not, the idea that there was going to be a pendulum swing back, I don't think really applied, right? We saw what happened there. Ever since those things happened, society in those countries has been forever changed. And so there's no guarantee of this quote-unquote pendulum that everybody's talking about. So I think that's possibly one reason why she was worried about where are the Jews in the victimhood hierarchy. Because that way when people start, if things go off the rails and people start going after people, then she can claim that she's a victim, right? That she's not white, she's actually a Jew, and they're actually being attacked. The other reason why I think that she was so up on anti-Semitism, like I said, I mean, there are legitimate issues with people being anti-Semitic. I don't know, but, you know, just the way that she approached it seemed a little bit fanatical. And I also think one reason why she was like that is because she's selling a book. So, you know, simple as that. She's selling a book on anti-Semitism, therefore, you know, you're going to see anti-Semitism everywhere. And the way that she described it was very much like seeing racism everywhere. But overall, even though I disagreed with some of her take, she made some good points. Like, there have been, and, you know, I've been reading a lot following, like, Mike Cernovich. A lot of Jews send him the attacks that they get in New York, like when Hasidic Jews are attacked walking down the street. You know, there have been plenty of anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S., and maybe there is sentiment kind of rising against Jews in certain areas of the world. Yes, I mean, for sure. But, you know, I don't know. I can't disagree with the facts on that. If those, you know, if that's happening, that's happening. But, you know, she just approached it as a kind of a grand conspiracy against Jews and how it's baked into the pie of Western civilization. And I, you know, I don't know what I think about that. I don't know if I agree with it totally or disagree with it completely, but, you know, she also had some views about the right and Republicans, which I, of course, disagree with. She talked about how the Republican platform had pretty much absorbed the ideas of the alt-right, and I just think that's not true. And she, you know, she's not an authority on anything. I think that's one important thing for people to realize is this Barry Weiss chick is not an authority. She comes off as somebody you'd never want to go on a date with. Those are just my opinions. But anyway, I think I'm done ranting and raving about it. Overall, I didn't think the interview was that bad. You know, I think clearly she's not as informed as she should be working as a full-time writer. I don't think she's as informed as she should be. As a full-time writer for a major news institution, she needs to get her shit together more. I think that was obvious because Joe Rogan kind of schools her on certain things that I think she should have a better knowledge of, considering she writes about culture and politics. And then, you know, she's a lefty, so obviously that's where her sympathies are with the Democrats, even though she acknowledges that it's, you know, the radical left, which kind of are threatening everyone the most right now. So, I don't know. That's what I got to say about that. Overall, it was not that bad of an interview. I don't think it deserved the 26,000 dislikes that it got. But, you know, people are going to be pissed. I also noticed there were some, yeah, I don't want to go take the anti-Semitic route, but there were definitely people that were anti-Semitic in the comments. People were trying to say that, you know, that the people that control the media and stuff like that are the Jews. So I would encourage everyone to go check out the interview, see what the hubbub is about. Keep in mind of her bias and her perspective. She also does, though, say some things that aren't that biased, but, you know, you're going to hear what you're going to hear. So that's all I got for today's episode. You can follow me on my website, tstutch.com. You can check me out on Twitter, tstutch1. Like and subscribe on YouTube, Taylor Space Stutch. And thank you for listening.